I say. Did you hear the one about Release the Clowns?
No. Tell me.
They all got free.
Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! Got one!
Release the Clowns!
Okay, guys, I'm going to show you a really simple recipe for when you're in a hurry. Forget what the cookbooks say, anyone can make this. Literally anybody. Just fry up some garlic, which you can, you know, chop up or crush, or just throw in the whole thing. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. In fact, if you're in a hurry, you don't even have to fry it. It doesn't even have to be garlic. A sprout will do, or some chocolate. Doesn't matter. Now, get an aubergine and slice it lengthways, or across. Or don't even slice it. It does not matter. You don't even have to take it out of the packaging. It doesn't even need to be an aubergine. A potato will do. Or just some packaging. It really doesn't matter. Now at about this time, you should preheat the oven to about 200 degrees. Or the fridge. It doesn't matter. Or if you haven't got an oven, you could just put it in a cupboard for an hour. Or maybe 10 minutes. It really doesn't matter. Then serve it immediately. Or don't. Doesn't matter. Throw it in the bin. It does not matter. In fact, put it straight down the toilet. Cut out the middleman. Or woman. Doesn't matter. That's it for this week. Next week, toast. Or blancmange. It doesn't matter. Does not matter. So that's goodbye from me. Or hello. It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Release the clowns.
Yarr. The sea, she is a fickle mistress.
Yarr!
Yarr, the sea. She is a cold temptress.
Yarr! Yarr, the sea. She is a large body of water that contains fish.
Yarr! I was once caught in a monsoon off Nanking. And the wind was so sharp, it cut the beard clean off my face.
Arr! I was once caught in a riptide off Ceylon, and the current was so strong, it pulled the hairs right out of my nostrils.
Arr!
I was once caught in a rainstorm off Hull, and the rain was so hard, I had to go below and get my cagoule.
I once saw a squid rip off a man's leg, then beat him to death with it.
I once saw a whale eat a whole fishing village and everyone that lived in it.
I
once saw a seagull trying to steal a man's sandwiches, but the man noticed in time and put the lid back on his sandwich container.
I've slept with every wench in every port in the seven seas, and most of the strumpets too.
I once made love to 17 women in 17 minutes. Then I had a tot of rum and made love to 17 more!
Yarr!
I once saw a lady in her underwear. In a clothing catalogue. That my mother owned. And then my mother burst in and told me to stop doing that. And since then I've been unable to make love to a real woman. Only ones in books.
Mariner Steve, can I have a word? Mariner Steve, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave the group. Your yarns are making some of the other mariners uncomfortable.
Oh,
don't take it to heart. Not everyone's cut out for yarn spinning.
But what if I...
Best if you just leave.
Oh, okay then.
Sorry about that. Where were we?
I once had a fight with a man with 9 fists.
Yarr!
Release the clowns?
There are many products for women and men to help with what are known as oops moments, when a little bit of wee comes out accidentally. But what about those times when you really need a piss, but it's just bloody inconvenient?
Right, lads, I got a whiz. Don't let anyone score.
All right, mate.
Holy fuck! Dave, you missed the best goal ever!
Bollocks!
Yes, this kind of crap is happening to millions of blokes every day of the week. But now there's a solution. Wee Man Pants. The active blue gel crystals in Wee Man Pants can absorb all the piss you want without leaking. Perfectly tailored, our pants give your crotch that alluring porn star bulge. And as soon as urine reacts with the crystals, it releases an animal musk no woman can resist. So forget about missing goals, snooker shots, or adverts between your favourite TV programmes. Get on with your life. Happy in the knowledge you can just piss where you stand.
Wow, big boy. That's your fifth pint in half an hour. Where do you put it all? And why do you smell so sexy?
The secret's in my pants.
Release the clowns.
To complete your registration, answer these security questions. What is your favourite food?
Jalfrezi.
What is your favourite month of the year?
August.
What is your favourite band?
Captain Beefheart. It is.
I'm looking at your iTunes right now, lady.
You can do that.
I'll just put Mumford & Sons.
Okay.
Release the clowns!
Right, enough howling. Here's the plan. I go down the middle, you two round the back, you left, you right. Let's go get us a sheep.
Mum, those sheep down there.
Yes?
Do they look happy to you?
You what?
I don't know, they look unfulfilled.
Why is that my problem?
It's just, I heard that meat tastes better if the animal has lived a happy and fulfilled life.
Right up to the point where it gets killed and eaten?
Yeah, I heard that too.
If you ask me...
Nobody did. Look, they're sheep. The least expressive of all the farmyard animals. Who knows if they're happy?
Anyway, doesn't make any difference to me.
Exactly. We're predators. We don't ask how the prey is feeling.
Yeah. Plus, they're not organic.
Oh, I'm almost afraid to ask.
Well, they pump them up with growth hormones and feed them on
This is because I let you eat that librarian, isn't it? It's filled your head with nonsense.
He's right, though. That stuff's poison.
Daddy Wolf, can you have a word with this bunch of bloody hippies?
Don't bring me into this. I'm working out. Strictly pasta and oily fish for me.
Right, that's it. One more word out of any of you and you'll feel the sharp side of my canines.
But, Mum...
Finish that sentence, I dare you. Now listen to me, you lot. We are wolves. Those are sheep. We hunt sheep. We eat sheep. We do not psychoanalyze them. We do not check their food diary. We do not ask what rating they gave their farmer on TripAdvisor. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, Mum.
Daddy Wolf?
Yes, dear.
Right. Now, let's have a good howl to get ourselves in the mood. Oh, stop, stop. That's pathetic. Come on, put some wolf into it. That's more like it. That's more like it. What are we?
Wolves.
What do we kill?
Sheep.
I say kill. You say sheep. Kill.
Sheep.
Kill.
Sheep.
Let's rip it to shreds. Attack!
Is this a good time to mention that I've become a vegan?
Release the clowns.
What is your favourite colour?
Red.
What is your favourite food?
Cauliflower cheese.
What is your favourite sexual position?
What?
Awkward.
Yeah, just put that.
Release the clowns.
So, Tony, you come to me the day of all days, the day my cat's being spayed. A day of celebration, when I can refuse no favours. And you come to me, not with best wishes, but asking for me to, and I quote, dump that cheating bastard Joey Maroney in a barrel of sulfuric acid.
Yeah, Don Corleone.
You show me no respect.
Yeah, no respect.
Thank you, Consigliere.
But you have my total respect and loyalty.
Do I? You'll never come to me. You never come to me. You never called me Godfather. You never asked me, Godfather, could you sing me to sleep?
Sorry, sing me to...
Sleep, you know. Tuck you in, sit on the edge of your bed, get my guitar, and sing a few songs to give you sweet dreams.
Well, I didn't know you could play.
Oh, the Don can play all right. Learned to arrange your finger-picking styles just so he could play for his godchildren. Not that any of you's ever asked him.
Well, now I feel bad.
Oh, I don't like to see my godchildren unhappy. Consigliere, pass me my guitar. I play mainly folk, but a bit of classic pop, too. Do you like Big Rock Candy Mountain?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, this one's for you, Tony. And so... Big Rock Candy Mountain, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty, and the sun shines every day. Oh, the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the rock rye springs, where the wang doodle sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, well, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol that come trickling down the rocks. The shacks have all got to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and of whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a paper canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
That's great, very soothing.
Thank you. But the fact is that you come here today to ask me a question. So in the light of all this, would you like to put your question again?
Godfather, could you please sing me to sleep at night?
Oh, I'd be delighted. Oh, we'll have such fun. I'll play some Beatles numbers, maybe Mr. Slater's Parrot by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. And then, once you're asleep, I'll garrote Joey Maroney with my A-string and dump him in a barrel of sulfuric acid.
Release the Clowns starred Verity Softly, Phil Nice, Nick Hildred, Karen Morden, Alex Marion, Jonathan Thake, Casper Michaels, Joe Clegg, Phil Whelans, Martin Hyder, Naomi Bonifo and Simon Edwards. It was written by Phil Whelans, Alex Marion, Simon Littlefield, Nick Hildred and Jonathan Thake. The show is produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. Check out our homepage, releasetheclowns.podbean.com, for show notes and other bonus material. Or follow us on Twitter and Facebook. See you next week.